It is Morning Edition. Good morning. Just about 7:42. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 90.9, your NPR member station. Many farmers in our region are taking a hit at this time. WHYY's Jimena Conde reports.
Catherine Renzi's Chester County farm has been losing money over the past several weeks, and she suspects things will get worse before they get better. Part of Renzi's business at Yellow Springs Farm is making artisanal goat cheeses. Sales for those products have already declined as restaurants remain closed and weddings are canceled through at least April. And it's not as though Renzi can stop feeding her goats because their milk isn't in demand.
We also can't put them on furlough or put them on unemployment and put the milk away for another time.
Farmers are also staring down dropping milk and corn prices, not to mention a great deal of economic uncertainty just before the big summer harvest. Ron Fox owns Fox's Market in Salem County, New Jersey. He sells daffodils and tulips to make some money in between Easter and summer while he waits for his crops to mature. But he says he'll be lucky if he makes 20% of his usual sales this Easter weekend.
I might not be able to get started back up next year, and this is what I'm worried about.
Like many small farmers, he enters the season in debt, and Fox has a limited window to pay back the thousands he's borrowed for seeds and supplies, plus saving enough money to pay for his winter bills.
We barely make ends meet, and then I have to worry about paying you. I got to worry about paying all your utility bills, all your mortgage, and everything else. So that's what's frustrating.
The state and federal governments have offered some aid, though some farmers like Renzi complain that the aid is coming in the form of loans.
Some of the sales that we're losing now, we will never return. We can hope for the future. But this year's sales that we're going to come in April or May won't just show up later. They won't be delayed. So we would be better off receiving grants than loans.
The federal government did set aside $14 billion for a program that could help protect farm income and prices, but it's not clear how quickly those funds will be distributed. Fox worries that money won't reach people like him. While he thinks President Donald Trump is doing a good job handling the pandemic, Fox plans to write him a letter, asking him to remember the small farms like his.
It seems like they just don't care about us out here.
Still, should restaurants reopen next month, the federal response to the pandemic disrupted the visa program for temporary agricultural workers. American embassies closed just as Ola Creston's employees from Mexico and Peru were getting ready to travel to her farm in Berks County.
You know, it was one thing when we were like, okay, the restaurants are closing, okay, the farmers' markets are closing, and then we were like, are we not going to get our crew in? That was just, it kind of hit home.
Last week, the federal government resumed some visa operations for workers, but it's unclear how soon Creston's crew will get here to plant the crops she needs for the summer harvest. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.